very good morning to you. David Sheehan with you here on Horizons. On the program today, the difficulties of baby loss, October is Mission Month, and a doctor with a very interesting area of study. But first, Bishop Ray Brown, thank you very much for joining me this morning on Horizons.
Good morning, David, and good morning to all tuned into Horizons this Sunday morning. How quickly the weeks pass by, and just to look on things that are happening, especially congratulations to all who got their junior cert results during the week. It's a milestone for them, it's a milestone for their families. It's good to see things are back to normal pretty much after COVID. But every blessing on them all, congratulations. And whether it's transition year, whether it's fifth year, may this year go well for them.
The Kerry Community Awards finished. I know the last time we were speaking, the awards hadn't been announced yet.
Is it 2 or 3 weeks ago? The Kerry Community Awards were presented. And it's a lovely thing. You know, it says so much about all that's happening and all the community involvements and the health of our communities throughout the diocese, throughout the county, in terms of sport, in terms of culture, in terms of caring groups, in terms of social groups. So some are looking after the sick. There's a number of Tidy Towns groups there. There's others coming together for friendship. It's just wonderful to see so much happening. It's a great sign for our community. Every October, I think, just to say to people, keep in touch with your neighbour over the winter, especially those who live alone or those who don't get out much. We need to keep in touch. Neighbours are people we meet, people we journey through life together. It'd be lovely, wouldn't it, if there was a volunteer from every family in the local community, in the parish. Lovely, for example, if at least from every townland or every estate and town, that someone was involved in some community activity. It brings us together, friendships grow, and, you know, journeying through life together, we make wonderful friends, and great trust and great support of one another grows. So just those Kerry Community Awards, congratulations to all involved. There was gold awards, there was silver awards, but all our winners. Let's value community. It's something central to human flourishing and to the happiness of all our people.
October is Mission Month, and I understand we have some new missionaries in the diocese.
In the month of October, as the dark evenings become more and more a reality, just to mention two things for October. We had recently the Feast of the Rosary on the 7th of October, and October is often seen as Rosary Month. And just in that sense, to see the simple thing of saying, have we time for prayer each day? Are we gathering for Mass on Sunday? You know, as we settle for the winter, let it be part of our lives. So the Rosary is something important. You know, really, the Rosary, a way of actually just spending 12 minutes turned towards God, reflecting on our lives, counting our blessings, asking God's help, realizing maybe that we've been hard on somebody and we can be more kind towards them. Just those simple things in the Rosary. And of course, it centers on the life of Jesus, the 20 mysteries concern aspects of his life. And it's as if we're with Our Lady looking at the life of her son, looking at Jesus' life. So just that, the Rosary. Equally important is October's Mission Month. And next Sunday is actually Mission Sunday. We'll speak about mission on that Sunday. We also hold a collection for Mission Sunday. And that's held in every parish throughout the world. It comes together and it finances missionaries who are getting started building communities. In terms of Mission Sunday, just to be mindful of the missionaries we know. Even think of, I'm sure many know missionaries who died in the past year. Sisters, brothers, priests. You know, how many do we know? Some are retired back home among us. And then just to think of these four whose basic life was missionary, who have worked in the diocese in recent years. Father Brendan Carmody, the Jesuit, Father Niall Gainey in Fossa, Father Patsy Lynch there out in Ballinskellig, and Martin Spillane in Brosna. They were ordained to serve missionary societies, and in their later years have come to support to us. Let's appreciate missionary. And then again, this year maybe to focus on, we have had two Kenyan priests, Father Amos and Father Vitalis. 2 weeks ago, three more came from a neighbouring diocese, from Eldoret in Kenya, Father Suspeter, Father David, and Father Timothy. And they will be with us for a number of years. You know, so that gives new meaning to missionary, new reasons for contributing to the missionary collection and being generous. Maybe we don't send many missionaries from Ireland now, but we can support nations that do. So Mission Sunday is something very important. Pope Francis says, to be a Christian is to be excited about the good news, and to believe in the good news is to share it. So Pope Francis is saying that, yes, there are missionaries who go to foreign lands, go to places where there may be no Christians, where there are very few Christians, to share their faith. But Pope Francis is equally important is that every Christian, every baptized person, every person that's aware of Christ in their lives has a duty to share it. If God means something to us, then we want God to mean something to others too. So Pope Francis is saying that in the Western world, we need to, as I say, strengthen our faith. We need to be more careful in living it out. And we need to encourage one another, because many among us maybe have let their faith slip and almost left it aside, and it plays a very, very small part of any in their lives from day to day. So it's a wonderful thing, and let's be confident of it next Sunday, Mission Sunday. Let's pray for Irish missionaries, and let's pray for the five from Kenya, five priests now serving in our parishes. Thank God for their assistance.
So, Bishop, you recently put out a new pastoral letter.
Yes, and it's a follow-on from the previous one. It has the same title, Moving Forward in Hope. And in simple terms, it's, I'd say, outlining the next stage in our efforts to grow as a diocese. Over the past 20 years, lay people have got so much more involved. Think of the reality of parish secretaries in every parish now, and think of the volunteers helping them. To structurally administer more, we want to put the focus on parish pastoral councils as having a coordinating role, as having a leading role. And so it's a simple thing that's being asked. Parishes are being asked to just think about themselves and think of what's happening and think of who's doing what in the parish. Just to outline the simple things, who does what in terms of in church, in terms of the liturgy group, in terms of readers, who does what at all other levels, who's helping out here and there, what's happening, what are the strengths. And then to say, well, moving on from that, what else do we need to do? What else do we need to have people helping out with? So it's basically that effort to look at our parish and say, we've come a long way, we have far fewer priests, but we still have the fullness of parish life, and saying, well, how do we structure it a bit better? Are there other things we should be doing? And just step by step to move forward another step in terms of laity involved in the parish. That's at the heart of it. And just to read two or three sentences from the pastoral letter, I ask God's blessing on all parish communities throughout the diocese, that us all support this process in the year ahead by our active participation in parish life, by keeping ourselves informed of its progress, and by our willingness to serve in some practical way at parish, pastoral area, or diocesan level. You know, it's all part of our adjusting to today's world and to our realisation that there's so much more that ordinary parishioners can do to contribute to the life and the fullness of parish life in their parish.
Bishop, you weren't on the show last week, but I understand you were listening to the show while waiting for a boat.
Yes, one of our priests down in Bear Island was on sick leave, Father Noel, and thank God, I think he is back at this stage. But I went down to help with the masses in the Beira Peninsula. And one of the lovely things about it is going across to Beira Island, where you have a lovely congregation for mass. They have mass each Sunday at 10. It's lovely to see community life on the island. In many ways, some things are thriving on the island. And it's lovely just to take the ferry across. The island runs parallel to the shore, maybe a mile across or more. But it's very sheltered and it's a lovely journey across. If you remember, Saturday was extremely wet. It was an extremely difficult journey going down. But in the morning, the sun was shining between showers and it was just something beautiful as the ferry rolled across to the island.
Oh, very nice. I've been down the Beira Peninsula once or twice, but I don't think I've ever been to Beira Island. Does the boat journey take long?
Oh, it's 5-10 minutes. There's two or three different ferries down there. It's a lovely trip and it's an island with wonderful, wonderful history. Remember that up to 1937, it was a very significant military naval base for Britain. The signs of that are still there and the history is there.
That's excellent. I'm sure the scenery and the scenic beauty of the area must be fantastic. I'd love to go down there myself. I understand you're going to be down in Beaufort this week.
Yes, a beautiful trip. Again, a lovely occasion. And it's a privilege to be part of it. There's a lady there who's served the church in so many capacities. Her name is Peggy Walsh, a lovely lady. Going back over 50 years, she's in her 90s now, and we're marking her retirement in the parish church. So it's a lovely occasion this week. I really am looking forward to it. And every blessing to on Father Fergal, who's had his share of illness and difficulties, and thank God is back to himself again.
Bishop, thanks as always for being on Horizons.
Thanks to you. It's lovely to go on Horizons every third week. And just to ask people that please continue to pray for peace in the world. You know, the awfulness of what's happening in the Middle East. Wouldn't it be awful if something like the destruction that's happened in Gaza was to happen now in southern Lebanon? You know, please, God, we need peace. Let's pray for peace there and in Russia too. And remembering too the Russian-Ukraine situation and the awful situation in Sudan. Every blessing on all tuned into Horizons and every blessing indeed on all families throughout the diocese. College and school is in full flow again indeed. It's a short while to midterm break again, to the Halloween break, and every blessing on all the families.
Thank you, Bishop Ray. And now, the news.
I'm Gráinne Quirk, and this is news from around the diocese. The Diocese of Kerry Mission Month webinar with Sister Anne Carbon, Congregational Leader of the Missionary Sisters of St. Columban, is next Thursday, 17th of October at 7:30 p.m. The theme for Mission Month is Go and Invite Everyone to the Banquet. Registration on our website. The Pope's intention for October is for a shared mission. We pray that the Church continues to sustain, in all ways, a synodal lifestyle as a sign of co-responsibility, promoting the participation, the communion, and the mission, shared among priests, religious, and laypeople. University Hospital Kerry offers an open invitation to the annual remembrance service for parents and families who have lost a baby through miscarriage, ectopic pregnancy, fetal anomaly, stillbirth or neonatal death. Service will be held in the Hospital Chapel of Christ the Healer today at 2:30 p.m, followed by light refreshments. In Killarney on Main Street today at 3 p.m, there is an event to commemorate the anniversary of the miracle of the sun by Our Lady of Fatima. There will be singing, blessings and reciting of the rosary. All are welcome. A coffee morning in aid of the hospice is being held in the Resource Centre Lyra Capon today from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. All are welcome. Safe Talk is a free half-day suicide alertness training course and will take place Monday in the Dingle Skellig Hotel between 2 and 5:30 p.m. Beira West Family Resource Centre has several services for older people, including assistance with meals, monitored personal home alarms and connecting with the community. Contact the centre or check the Castlemaine Parish newsletter for more details. There is a bingo evening tonight at 7 p.m. in Aunascall Sports Hall. All funds raised go to Skull Vrac Cluain School activities. Skull Rail to the Mara annual clothes collection will be held on Wednesday and Friday at Dowrose Community Centre and Thursday at Tuasist Parish Hall. Peggy Walsh has retired as parish clerk in Beaufort after 41 years of service. On Wednesday at 5 p.m. there will be a Mass of Thanksgiving in her honour, with Bishop Ray Brown in attendance. All are welcome to come. Glendary National School will host a skip-a-thon walk and prayer service on Wednesday in memory of much-loved past pupil Ryan Gaynor. There is also an online fundraiser in aid of Temple Street Children's Hospital. For more details, see Skull Na of Erk Facebook page. St. John's Immaculate Conception Rathas and Curraheen Churches are inviting children from third class upwards to become altar servers for St. John's. There will be a training information meeting for both children and parents' guardians in St. John's Church on Wednesday at 6:45 p.m. Please register before the meeting if you are interested. Finally, welcome to the three priests from Kenya who have been appointed to work in Kerry Diocese for 3 years. They will be mentored in the Tralee parishes until next July, learning about First Communion and Confirmation programmes, as well as the day-to-day aspects of parish life in Ireland. They will take up an appointment next July. Father Suspeter will be based in St. Brendan's Parish, working with Father Padraig and Father Amos. Father Timothy and Father David will be based in St. John's Parish. We wish them every fulfilment in their ministry in our diocese. For more details on any of these stories, see dioceseofkerry.ie.
Thank you, Gráinne. After the break, the difficulties of baby loss.